It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we're talking about breastfeeding.
You know, I visualize it like moving in through his brain and down his body, and I like feel the nourishment like going from me to him. It's not a feeling I ever thought that I would have or anticipated having.
We'll have that coming up. Stay tuned. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The West Virginia House of Delegates has filed a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, attempting to overturn a decision by the state's high court that dismissed impeachment cases last year. Dave Mistich has more.
In a reply brief filed Thursday, attorneys for the House of Delegates say the U.S. Supreme Court should review last year's West Virginia Supreme Court decision that limited the legislature's constitutional powers of impeachment. They say the decision, quote, eviscerates the state's Republican form of government. In October, just before then, Chief Justice Margaret Workman was set to stand trial in the state Senate's Court of Impeachment. An ad hoc bench of the West Virginia Supreme Court ruled hers and other impeachments were unconstitutional. The House of Delegates voted to impeach four of the state's five justices last year on charges they misused state funds on lavish office renovations and failed to hold one another accountable. However, only one impeachment trial was held, in which Justice Beth Walker was acquitted on a maladministration charge. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Morgantown.
The multi-state commission overseeing water quality along the Ohio River has adopted voluntary pollution control standards nearly a year after member states considered a plan to abandon the standards entirely. WFPL's Ryan Van Veltzer has more.
Last year, the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission considered a plan to strip pollution control standards along the Ohio River. That plan fell apart after a public backlash and led to the compromise plan adopted Thursday. Commissioner Tom Fitzgerald says the plan will have little impact on the majority of member states, including Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, and Pennsylvania.
And so what this does is say that the standards will continue in effect, and for those who are not utilizing them in their permits, you will now be held accountable to demonstrate that your permits are equally protective.
Meanwhile, the two states that have not adopted the pollution control standards, Ohio and Illinois, will have their permits reviewed by the commission to ensure they offer equal protection. Still, some environmental advocates left the meeting feeling the vote erodes water quality protections along the Ohio River. Jordan Lubetkin with the National Wildlife Federation says the decision abandons riverwide standards and undermines the health of people and the wildlife that depend on the river.
The practical outcome is that states can now opt out of strong regional clean water protections.
The Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission approved the compromise plan in a 19-2 vote Thursday. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Covington.
This week's episode of Inside Appalachia looks at an issue that a lot of people have strong feelings about, breastfeeding. Many women today start out breastfeeding their babies, but many stop before they intended. Not long ago, there was a very different status quo in our country. Guest host Glennis Board brings us this morning's preview of the episode.
Today, we're lifting the veil on some of the struggles working moms face in Appalachia, and we'll hear about how complicated breastfeeding can be. But first, a bit of history. Babies have been breastfeeding for most of human history. In the late 1800s, formula was invented, though it didn't become affordable until the 1940s. That's when doctors began pushing formula as the preferred way to feed infants, and breastfeeding rates declined. If you've ever watched the PBS series Call the Midwife, you might recall a scene in season 5 in which a saleswoman from a formula company declares her product superior to breast milk.
Here we have the Marlowe's product. As you can see, the tin is a very convenient size for the kitchen. Now, Marlowe's are the first company to create a whey-based formula.
What's all this?
You have as well.
An exercise on behalf of Marlowe's baby formula. A photograph and free tin of formula for each baby. They're American. It's public relations.
Propaganda more like.
So much easier for baby to digest and enriched with vitamins. Some doctors say formula can make baby more intelligent, more attractive. Can you really afford not to try it?
But then in the 1990s, studies began to show that breast milk is better than formula. It has perfect combinations of proteins, nutrients, and fats that a baby needs. And the chemical makeup of breast milk changes as a baby grows. There are lots of studies that show that breastfeeding can even protect infants from getting sick. Kaylee Littleton is a pediatrician and a lactation consultant in West Virginia.
Babies who are breastfed have less respiratory infections, so that's things like colds, the flu, RSV, less diarrheal illnesses, so less just like stomach bugs and things like that. They have a lower incidence of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome.
This is why the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that infants be breastfed for the first 6 months of their lives. After 6 months, doctors recommend introducing some solid foods while continuing to breastfeed for a year or longer. The World Health Organization says babies should be breastfed for at least 2 years. There are also studies that show breastfed babies are less likely to get diabetes, heart disease, and even some types of cancer. But it's really not clear whether this is because the babies were breastfed or because of socioeconomic factors. Women with higher incomes are more likely to breastfeed. Turns out most moms in the United States start out breastfeeding, but many stop as complications arise. In today's episode, we'll hear some of the reasons why this might be. Now, we're going to meet the youngest person in today's show, 5-week-old Luke Davidson. Now, when we caught up with him, Luke was eating a midday meal. His mother, Lacey Davidson, was breastfeeding him.
Are you ready? Oh, gosh, I know. Watch your little hands.
Once he starts eating, Luke calms down. His breathing slowly becomes more regular.
You know, I visualize it, like, moving in through his brain and down his body, and I, like, feel the energy and the nourishment, like, going from me to him. So that's kind of fun. You know, it's not a feeling I ever thought that I would have or anticipated having.
Lacey is on maternity leave. She works full-time for the West Virginia Department of Agriculture and is a yoga instructor part-time. She's taking 12 weeks off, half of which are unpaid. Paid maternity leave is not guaranteed by law in our country. After a few minutes of feeding, Luke starts making this sound. Luke briefly lets go of Lacey's breast. She resettles him, and he starts again.
Yeah, so actually on this side, we've struggled with the latch. So a few days ago, it was like excruciatingly painful on this side, no problem on the right. And then I discovered I had mastitis, which was a first for me. My mom was pretty convinced I had it, but of course I didn't believe her.
Mastitis is an infection in the breast, usually caused by backed up milk ducts. The breast can become engorged. It's very painful.
I was convinced I had the flu, and then lo and behold, I had mastitis. So the last couple of days, the milk production slowed down, and today it picked back up. So what's going through my mind now is, like, thank the good Lord. He's able to eat and be fed and satisfied and happy. That was a little nerve-wracking, to say the least.
Mastitis aside, Lacey says breastfeeding is going well. But for many women, it's not easy.
That was our assistant news director, Glynis Board, who is guest hosting this week's episode of Inside Appalachia. In the show, which airs Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6, more than a dozen women share stories about navigating social demands through breastfeeding and motherhood in general. We'll also hear more from this series next week here on West Virginia Morning. Los Angeles area musician Joaquim Cooter could sing to his houseplant called a fuchsia Machu Picchu. One of those songs, named after the kind of plant and performed on mountain stage, can be heard here as our song of the week.
Mm-hmm. but don't you let that get to you. Fusion, Machu Picchu, now when will you come to set down your little roots? 'Cause it's hot in that city now, don't you let that get to you. Said your red light shining down. Said your red light shining. Said your red light shining down. All over this here land.
Was Joaquin Cooter performing live on Mountain Stage. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.